They have received an offering from me of $600-something for the band and the praises because of the shift that I'm in. Yeah. Yeah, they have that shift. I tell you, and it's a present moment. I don't know how y'all picked this up, but this is a shifting morning. I mean, for the whole body of Christ. It's an apostolic shift, the teaching, the ministering this morning, the information, the direction that you will receive in this service is a shifting time. How could they know that? How could they know that? You see what I'm saying? And so those of you who are here as visitors, it seems like the Lord just, you know, I'm going this morning. You're here for a reason. Yeah, there's some things that you need to hear and understand in your life that is beyond just going to church. Okay? So you can prepare yourself this morning. I'm going to just yield to the Holy Spirit, but there's a whole lot of healing going to go on in here today. I'm in fear and trembling, as the Apostle Paul said, not a scary fear, but just a reverential fear of the, I'll use one word, dimension that the Lord is about to bring us into. And when there's a certain dimension in the spirit, it brings on a strong dominion in your life and your life affairs. In other words, there's things that you are not able to dominate. In the first 15 and 20 minutes of my teaching, you're going to, come right ahead, you're going to dominate. First 15 or 20 minutes, you're going to dominate it. Yeah, you're getting in on that. That's $100 to get in on this. All right, first 15 minutes, you're going to begin to have places that you could not have dominion. I'll use one for to make sure you understand. Your health. You're going to be able to, here's another word. You're going to be able to command. Life to move in the way you wanted to move. Now, actually, body of Christ, this is normality. It's normal. But because of religion and rituals and regular expectation, when, to a degree, when we come in the presence of God, a sermon, three or four songs, and let's go home. But each time I've learned over the years, 46 years, coming in the presence of God, each time it's fresh. Very seldom he say the same thing in the same way. He's so vast. He's so big. Huh? He's so wise that his vocabulary never runs out. Fresh. New things that speak to us, you know. And as we, another word, and then we're going to sing and get back in singing and praying. Atmosphere. Creating an atmosphere. An atmosphere of expectation from God. Not a man, not a woman. From God. Do not rob yourself this morning. Remaining regular. A Another thing that will help you this morning is let the Holy Spirit create excitement in you. Be thrilled about the fact that God really wants to give something to you this morning. God, say it, God really wants to get something to me this morning. And I'm going to let him do it. Tell the people on your road, watch out. I'm serious about this because the Holy Spirit had me talk to you, because when I start ministering this morning, there are places you're going to go in the spirit. To the person who is thinking common. The complication of the spirit must come into simplicity. The complication of the spirit. He's complicated, but he has a way to break it down into simplicity so we can understand and have activation in our lives. Listen to me. You must be able after this day to move from acquisition to activation. Who got it? Everything the enemy is trying to accuse you of right now, and everything he's saying he's able to do to you right now, you must come to an understanding this morning by God's word that he can't do it. Old country talking, he ain't going to do it. Because I know how to stop him. That's what this congregation is all about, coming together. Every church in the world should come together. The people should leave fed and led. All right? So I want you to take good notes. Matter of fact, while they start singing, y'all get your phone and call somebody. Tell them get on the line quickly, because the apostle about to take us to another level. Y'all get on the phone. Y'all get on the phone. Go ahead. Go ahead. Great. All right. Sit down. Grab your Bible. If you're using a pen and a pad, get ready. If you're using your iPad to take notes, that's fine. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 14, chapter 13, chapter 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. May you put it on the Amplified and the Amplified on the board. I like what Junior did on Wednesday, on Tuesday. You Amplified, I'll read it in King James. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Did you hear me in the back? I'm talking to my workers now. The grace, underline the word grace, of the Lord Jesus Christ And the love of God, underline love. And the communion of who? Be with you all, amen. Underline communion. Now, the Amplified Bible says, the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the present and fellowship, the communion and sharing together and participation, sharing together and participation in the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. All, amen. Notice now the grace, and he explains favor and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the presence and fellowship of God. The love of God is his presence and his fellowship. And then the communion and sharing together. Sharing together. And participation. Sharing together and participation. We're talking about sharing with the Holy Spirit in the realm of the Spirit and having participation with the Holy Spirit in the realm of the Spirit. What a fellowship. I think the Message Bible give another insight of that same verse. Now, we're going to deal with some aspect of the communion of the Holy Ghost. Embracing communion with the Holy Ghost properly. A believer got to come to that revelation of how to embrace communion with the Holy Ghost properly. For he runs, for lack of a better word, he runs the whole spiritual show. Anything that's going to happen spiritually or supernaturally or divinely in your life, it will have to come through the Holy Spirit. I want you to think about partnership with the Holy Spirit. What a privilege. And divine participation in the spirit realm with the supernatural aid and assistance of the Holy Ghost. So important. There's no move you can make in the realm, spirit of the realm. So, listen to these words and turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Listen to these words. There's four or five scriptures I have to read. Look in Ephesians chapter 1 and then listen to these words. Get these words down, because what they're going to do is prepare you for the third dimension in the spirit, which is the glory. Yeah, the three dimensions. I'll tell you what they are. Faith, the anointing, and the glory. They're in that divine order. Some people still just operating in faith. Some people just still operating just in faith and anointing. But faith and the anointing is to carry you into the glory. The very presence of God, the very provision of God, and everything else that God can do for you. You got to pay close attention now. Ephesians, turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 1. I'll come right back to it. I want to give you some words that you understand what embracing communion, your communion with the Holy Ghost properly really means. First word is zone. It takes you into another zone. Zones of the Spirit. In other words, you're familiar with realms of the Spirit. Another word is degrees. Degrees. Not academic degrees now. We're talking about not natural degrees. We're talking about degrees of the Spirit. And then he is designed to take you in different dimensions of walking with God. Anybody here? Yes. Now, this communion with the Holy Spirit is not just It is, but it's not just hearing. See, hearing is only one part. Proper communion with the Holy Spirit is seeing. Understanding. You know, we're in another dimension, we're in another zone, we're in another realm. Therefore, when you hear, see, and understand in communicating with the Holy Ghost, your action come out right. Could it be something that I've been trying to change or produce in my life, I didn't have the total picture, even though I had the scripture and I'm a member of the body of Christ. But the Holy Spirit bring you in zones and dimensions and degrees and realms that you can't get there by yourself. You can't get there just with your Bible. And so now, what is important is you don't only go telemasha. You don't only, in the spirit realm, you don't only supposed to hear. You're supposed to see. Further than that, divine understanding. It may be a twister when you start, but by the understanding of God, you know exactly what to do. Acceleration. It's knocking on your door. In the aspect of acceleration, revelation. Once you begin to walk in the acceleration of the Spirit and the revelation of the Spirit, then there is an elevating factor that your life begin to get into a high degree of the blessings of God. I wish I had somebody listening. A higher degree of the blessing. Say it, a higher degree of the blessing of God. Not only acceleration and revelation and elevation, and I'll take you some scripture in a few moments that's going to open your eyes to some things, but then there's a tendency when you get to have those type of revelation, life turned out to be a celebration. I mean, no matter what goes on, you know, I better celebrate. Yeah. Even if the enemy attack you, start celebrating. Yeah. See, enemy say, she knows something I don't know. I'm attacking her and she dancing. Yeah. You see, revelation do that for you. Your life accelerate even when you're attacked. So, no more drifting. Wonder what's going to happen. No more drifting, you know, just drifting. Going with the natural flow. No, as the praisers know, and as they say today, there is a shifting and a lifting coming to my life today. You better talk to me. There's a shifting and a lifting coming to my life today. I don't care what you going through. Listen, child, the Lord is here. Nothing the Holy Spirit can handle. And you're not going to leave here with that same mess you've been dealing with all that time. Your life have no business being normal. Your life should not be dry and dreary. Notice in Ephesians chapter 1. We're talking about communion, embracing the communion of the Holy Spirit, or with the Holy Spirit properly. Partnership, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Here's an apostolic prayer that will open the church up. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Greater presence of God. What I say?
Greater
presence of God. I mean, that's the nitty gritty there.
Yes.
Yeah, the presence of God. You sense His presence,
yes,
and He never come empty handed.
Yes.
And He never visit your house not to rearrange it. He never visit your life. If you let Him in your life right, He find out the things that need to be arranged. How many of y'all ready for it? Well, I tell you right now, your life about to be rearranged this morning. And I'm just going to go through the step. Faith, the anointing, and the glory going to hit. See, that's three dimensions. It's faith. I'm operating by faith right now. But I feel anointing about trying to come in. And then when the anointing arrives, the next step is the glory. Are you following me? That's the three stages the Holy Ghost work in. Faith, the anointing, and the glory. Now when the glory come, I'm through. See, I work in faith and the anointing. But when the glory come, all I got to do now is follow. Wherever He lead me, whatever scripture lead me to, whatever word He tell me to say. Because the glory here is Him doing the work. Most times people never get to that part where God take over. It's always the preacher. No, the preacher work in faith and the anointing in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Then the glory come, and then the preacher out of control. Because he don't know what happened. You see the difference?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now, very seldom churches get in the glory. They mostly operating in faith. And so the anointing and the glory never have a chance to do. What they came to do. Because the preacher get ahead of it in emotion. Then the people get in emotion and the anointing say, I wish you'd wait a few more minutes. I would have handled that situation. Something is about to be handled in here this morning that you can't handle. You don't understand something. And the situation don't have to be here. When you're talking about the spirit realm, you're not talking about one spot. You're talking about wherever something needs to happen for me. While I'm sitting here under this faith and under this anointing, and when the glory comes, it might be at the house, it might be on the job, it might be in another state, it might be in another country, whatever needs to happen. You will not live normal another day in your life after this session. I'm hearing a taste of the glory saying, divine direction is probing up in here, trying to find somebody who need direction on something. And the Father wants me to tell you, he's not just a God of correction. He's a God of direction. And he's a God of protection. You need to hear that side of it. He's a God of direction. He's a God of protection. He's not just a God trying to find out what you're doing. He already knows what you're doing. Sit down. You may sit down. Embracing the communion of the Holy Ghost. I use Holy Ghost. You use Holy Spirit. I use Holy Ghost because that's what the text used there in 2 Corinthians. He's the same person. He's invisible, but he makes visible things happen. And he's working on something for you right now. I said, and woo! Come on, come on. Church. That came out the glory world. That came out the glory day. Said, and he's working on something for you right now. Now, notice, you are stepping in the zone of suddenly, immediately, and straightway. Partnership and fellowship with the Holy Spirit step you in a zone that you don't have to go by numbers. You don't have to go by months. You don't have to go by years. You don't have to go by season. He skipped all season, all dates, all years, and move in the realm of suddenly. Somebody said suddenly. Something good about to happen to me suddenly. There it is, girl. I just sent it. It just went out. Suddenly. When those things happen, the average doctor don't understand. The average lawyer don't understand. The average judge don't understand. The average psychologist don't understand. All of a sudden, bam, I don't know what happened. We've got to tell her. We have some on. We've been programmed in the body of Christ to wait too much. When we got a suddenly God, a straightway God, an immediate God, a right now God. What God got to wait on? You ask him to do something, what he got to wait on? Only thing you got to wait on is you. You won't change zone. You're staying in faith. He said, now I want you to walk in my anointing. The anointing within and the anointing upon. Because my glory is on the way. When my glory land, everybody got the bar. Every problem got the bar. See, hold three fingers up. Hold three fingers up. I want you to remember that. You see, there's three dimensions. The church basically is operating just in faith. A little anointing. But they never get over to the glory because they try to stay in control. You see me? Yeah, they try. You see, they try to keep everything proper. You can't keep everything proper. Pull out the stopper. You can't keep everything proper. Let the glory flow. Say it. In me. On me. Everything concerning me. The glory is flowing. That's all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. Woo, my goodness. You know how big that is? me pull some out of the glory of water to tell you. I'm not the God of intention. I'm the God of invention. I don't have to intend to do something. If I need to do something that's not working right, I can invent it. Because I'm the creator. You understand? In one spot. What? I never heard that before, Lord. Faith have stopped you from going where I want you to go. Because you got locked in one realm. And you won't let my spirit move like you want to move because you constantly quoting the scripture to my spirit. And you won't let my spirit quote the scripture to you. I never heard that. Locked in a faith zone. Yeah. That even seemed like you're going against the word. But no, the Lord said, I'm calling you higher. Yeah. See? Now I understand. I received something. Now I understand 2 Corinthians 4:13 better. See? The spirit of faith now. I understand it better. I understand special faith better. I understand moving out in the zone of the Holy Ghost. You know what's been wrong with us? We're praying, waiting, and worrying. You know I'm telling the truth. We pray, we wait, and worry. Help us, Holy Ghost. $1,000 check. Sit down. Now, these scriptures, I can't tell them, I'm about to show you, going to have an effect on your life. Yes, sir. My suddenly debt-free seed. You want to know how much it is? I know you know this, F. You want to know how much it is. It's $15,000. Suddenly debt-free seed. Now, see, you're thinking wrong. He said, but he could have used the $15,000 to pay on something. No, it's bigger than that. He's gonna take a harvest and do it, not a seed. You can't do that with a seed. You got to do it with a harvest. Now, remember what we're dealing with now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I got to read these scriptures to you. Hear where you're about to go. You're going to appreciate it. I'm going to give it to you. Your communion with the Holy Spirit, with the revelation that God has given us, will put you in divine alignment with God's agenda for your life. Somebody talk back to me here. It will put you in divine alignment with God's agenda for your life. You are being called this morning. Are you listening? Yes. You're being called to develop a glory appetite. Yes, some of y'all aren't even catch this stuff, man. went over your head. No, your glory appetite. In other words, I'm not just operating faith. I'm not just operating anointing. But I'm going to operate in the presence of God. When you say glory, it's synonymous with presence. When you say glory, it's synonymous with provision. Supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. Man, no longer my source. I'm moving from hard work consciousness to wealth consciousness. I'm going to stop trying to do it myself and stand back and watch God do it for me because I obeyed him. Somebody say hallelujah now. I'm going to stop fretting myself because he has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I'm going to use my power. I'm going to use my love. And I'm going to use my sound mind from this day forward. The body of Christ, you're plagued with work consciousness. You're plagued with competition consciousness. When I have something waiting on you called creative consciousness. Competitive prosperity. When I have creative prosperity waiting on me. When you're supposed to be creating, you're working. Your days of settling is over. Your time of solution has come. You don't have to settle no more. If that's not what you want, don't take it. In Ephesians, sit down, let me read this quick and I gotta read. I gotta go to Revelation to really set this up. Revelation is talking about not just hearing the word, hearing the voice. Revelation is talking about how to see the voice. How to understand the language that God speaks in. God skipped all committees. He do. Because the committees are praying when they ought to be saying. Beautiful, beautiful here. Paul said, now I'm about to teach you some things, Paul said. The apostle Paul said, I'm about to teach you some things, but it's going to be, you're going to have apostolic understanding to grasp it. That's what he's saying. See, this is a, and so the reason the church could not saturate these prayer, they only had a pastor talking to them. This is apostolic prayer. So it's going to take an apostle to explain it. So that's why pastors who are connected to a real apostle can function better than one who's not connected. Y'all better hear me up in here. In other words, you've been working on a lower degree. Thank God for the pastor. But there's a higher degree in the spirit. You understand me? Huh? There's a better foundation to walk on. Huh? You understand me? Huh? There's better understanding. Huh? There's better wisdom. Huh? There's a greater mantle you can wear. Huh? I can't hear you. Your life has not been fulfilled yet because it cannot be fulfilled without the whole divine order of God. You're supposed to be doing greater things. You're supposed to be more powerful. You designed that when you talk, everything moves. Everybody moves. You're a powerful being, but you've been stripped over the hills from the whole divine dimension that God wants you to walk in. God say, I'm more than a shout. I'm more than a sign. I'm a solution going somewhere to happen. In this atmosphere, I'm solving your greatest dilemmas. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. But I've been going to church so long, it's almost hard to believe. I've been in good service. I'm not talking about no good service. I'm talking about the devil being divinely slapped for messing with you. You ain't never heard that before. I'm talking about the devil and demons being divinely slapped for messing with your life and messing with your situation. Don't mess with her. She knows something. Don't mess with him. Don't mess with them. I wish I had a praying church here this morning. The shifting is taking place. You will never be normal again. When you think about picking your Bible up, the solution gonna come. Of all the scriptures you've hid in your heart, they're gonna start vitalizing you on the inside with power and glory that you've never seen before. This is the moment in the body of Christ. The church is about to shine. The church coming out the closet. The glory of God is on the church. We're gonna get in our rightful place. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Healing going on in here right now. But you don't understand when I say healing. I'm talking about your finances being healed too. Families. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say faith.
Faith.
The anointing.
The anointing.
Glory.
Glory.
That's my three dimensions. All right, sit down a minute. You got anything yet?
Yes.
And I'm talking to every person here individually. Are you listening?
Yes.
Nothing regular up in here this morning. Apostolic anointing are resting on you and your house. You don't have to seek approval. You already approved on a hill 2,000 years ago. Somebody took your nasty place and give you their holy place. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by your goodness that you're blessed. It's by my goodness that I want to bless you anyway. Let me bless you. Let me bless you. Let me bless you. Let me bless you. For whatever touch you is touching me, says the Lord. And I know how to get something off of me. You must return out of all shed. I receive. Young girl just saw. I receive. $400, $300. I'm God just saw the daddy training. Now, the Holy Ghost is going to have to breathe on this, and he will. But if you get it, you're going to be a happy person. Would you let me handle it? You heard what he said?
Yes.
Would you let me handle it?
Yes.
Or then he said this, do you believe I can handle it?
Yes.
Then he said this, why you keep messing with it? See, I'm trying to hear as I speak.
Yes.
Oh, you mean I can turn it over?
Yes.
You mean casting all your... For he cares for you?
Yes.
You mean the battle is not mine? You mean I've been fighting all these years? And I could have just stopped and turned it over? Turn it over right now. I want you to turn it over right now. Whatever in the hell is bothering you, turn it over right now to him and stop letting it vex you, because he want to handle it for you. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset you and unload yourself so you can run this race freely and bless and help somebody else. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Enter into your rest this morning. Don't care what it look like. Don't care what it feel like. Don't care how long it's been there. Kiss it goodbye this morning. Hey. Hey. I sense the glory coming. Shh. This is a turning point in your life forever. These moments will come upon you when you're by yourself in your room with the door shut. And my glory will visit you to bring substance that you could not produce yourself. For you see, my hands are upon you this morning because you have praised me with all your heart. There's absolutely nothing at this point that I would not do for you. So take it in. This is the moment of health, healing, deliverance, victory, debt cancellation. This is a moment of joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. This is your hour of power. This is the time to rejoice and shout. Should be usual for you. You step through the three stages of the Spirit: faith, the anointing, and you stepped into my glory. My glory had been shut off by emotion. My glory had been shut off by eloquent speakers, and they operate in a phrase of my power. They operated in faith, but they never give my anointing a chance. And then they stopped in the anointing because the anointing was so strong, but they didn't give my glory a chance. You have experienced just a touch of my glory that is coming upon my church and upon my people this day. It's the glory that's going to cover all the nasty stories that the world is presenting to us now. See, the story gonna be there and you're gonna be in the glory. The story gonna be there and you're gonna be in the glory. You understand? See, it takes the glory to handle what's going on now. You can't handle what's going on now just by faith. You got to have all three. Come here, you and your wife. I'm gonna lay the glory on you. Glory, glory.
I believe the Lord wants me to say this to you. You've come to up here to get hands laid on you as a couple, and then there were some who were not, mates were not here. But you have a part to play in this, and God is not going to take this just by himself and do it for you. He wants you to never to say anything about what problems you've been going through. Don't talk to each other about it. Don't say anything about it. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's done right now. And you got to let him handle it. Every time you talk about it and say something about it or say something to your mate about it, you're taking it back from him. You got to let him take it, let him handle it in his timing.